بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Just to briefly recapitulate the last chapter that we had discussed in regards to employments. Which are the best employments, the most rewarding, the best investments by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that really matters. What is more rewardable, what is a bigger investment, where the profits will be more. This is most important to a believer. This is what we call fazail a'mal. The fadail and the reward for a'mal. Insan and the ummah at large know the fadail of mal. The virtues of wealth we all know. Little child also, how much you want, he'll tell you the biggest note. I want this amount of money. So the virtue of money, insan knows. Fadail of mal, insan knows. That is why Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah instructed his nephew, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, to write the kitab Fazail A'mal. That insan knows the virtue of wealth, he doesn't know the virtue of a'mal. Mal he knows, a'mal he doesn't know. And if he knows the virtue of a'mal, he knows the virtue but doesn't have yaqeen upon it. He doesn't have conviction that I will get the reward. For example, the virtue of salah wa jama'ah. To read salah for a man in the masjid is 27 times more rewarding than reading salah at home. Salah at home is for women. Alama Shami rahimullah, a great jurist and faqih, according to him, he says that for men to perform salah or jama'at in the masjid is wajib. They have to come to the masjid. Even during holidays also. Holidays doesn't mean that I am on holiday, so salah or jama'at also is on holiday. By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there is no concept of December holiday. That on December, the salah is half, if not, then is maaf also. And the masjid also is maaf. That too is half. But we know in December also that we be on holiday, but the fadail and virtue of mal, we know that mal must continue. The EFTs have to come through. And they will pressurize even the people we supplied. Now we want the payment. We need to go out. So by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean December also is discounted. Yes, you are a musafir. Yes, you still have to perform salah. And if you can hear the azan, then you have to go to the masjid. This mentality that we are on holiday right now, so we read 2 and 3 Isha namaz and we're over. Let's have the barai, then we read salah after midnight. No. It shows that the fazail of mal we know, the virtues of wealth we know, but the virtues of amal we've lost it. I don't understand this. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions more or less that 27 times more rewarding to perform salah in the masjid, the reading salah alone. Even reading salah in a musalla or just on our own will not get the reward of reading salah or jama'at in the masjid. Salah in the masjid is different altogether. The rewards are different completely. The rules that apply to the masjid don't apply to the musalla. Musalla is like a person getting a few people together in his home, read salah together. For that moment of time, that home has become a musalla. So in the street you might have a musalla, but the rules don't apply in the masjid. To enter with the right foot, leave with the left foot. And the rewards, that is now for a beginner, as we mentioned many times before, a person now who is lazy to get to the masjid. Musalla around the corner, let's go to the musalla. To leave the masjid, especially if I like nowadays, because of salah times, the salah is 5 minutes earlier in a local musalla around the corner, let's leave the masjid and go 5 minutes earlier to a musalla. I don't know the fazail of a'mal. Mal I know. Tomorrow I got an early delivery, let's namaz quickly so we can go away home. 5 minutes more. I saw the time, we find many a time musafir also is passing through somewhere. Oh, in somebody's house. What time I saw the namaz? Got up at 6 o'clock. 15 minutes left, read our namaz quickly and we'll carry on. But if I told that person 15 minutes time, there'll be a deal to cut. 27% profit. we'll wait 15 minutes. Even the guy is late also, we'll wait 20 minutes also. But for that 15 minutes to get my salah wa jama'ah, no nuqsan, I'm not in a hurry. Just impatient. Read namaz quickly, we'll move it. But wait 15 minutes to get it with the imam in the masjid, in the house of Allah, which is the most beloved place to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why we are reiterating that fazail of a'mal. To listen to this kitab over and over and over again. But the halqa of ta'aleem is taking place in the masjid and going on holiday to take the kitab also. There on holiday we know the fazail and the virtue of this mall. Mal, and then we go to mall to spend the mal. We know the certain avenues are there. We'll get a discount here and a discount there. But that we know. But to read the kitab also, the virtues of a'mal. What has the Shaykh Rahimullah has put in this kitab? To listen to it, till yaqeen comes. This one karguzari, one Hindu family that moved to Jeddah some years ago. A very staunch Hindu family. Kufr in their lives and their hearts. And the young daughter going to the local school in Jeddah. Muslim friends. And one of those girls' father used to move in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they should have ta'aleem at home every day. Fazal a'mal. The virtues of a'mal, what I will get was the reward. And a mu'min should be greedy for reward. Can't let it go. And 27 times, remember my dear brothers, is that our 27 times more rewarding? 27 times of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reward Allah will give 27 times more? And for all other a'mal also. So she began giving this girl da'wat in class towards Islam. Just speaking to her generally about Islam. Then this little girl got encouraged, she got inclined. So she gave her this kitab, Fazail-e A'mal. Just to understand also this kitab, which we find ta'lim taking place in the masjid. Even that 5 minutes, this is our dose of hidayat for the day. We're going on a holiday also, we need a dose of hidayat, guidance. My children, my family must hear at least some words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the fazail of a'mal will come into the heart. Something of the akhirat. So she gave her the kitab, Fazail a'mal. To understand the author also. Is that only the author of Fazail a'mal? The Shaykh of Fazail al-Sadaqat, Fazail al-Hajj, the 40 durood. Many kitabs. To the extent those that go for Umrah also, they enter from Babu Salam to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they exit Babu al-Baqi, when you come out after Salat and Salam, directly in front of you is Jannatul Baqi. That we all make dua, Allah Ta'ala give us place there. The author of the kitab is buried in Jannatul Baqi also. So you can imagine he knew the virtues of Amal, give it to the Ummah, and the highest place a person can be buried, rewardable, Allah Ta'ala give him Baqi also. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So what ink from the heart he wrote it, fikr for the Ummah. It understand the rewards of a'mal. So the little girl gave her friend a copy of the kitab, Fazail a'mal. The girl takes it home. At night she will open the kitab when everybody is asleep and she begins to read. And as the Shaykh Rahimullah Allah inspired him, the first chapter and the first story of the kitab, the journey of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Taif. Allah inspired him to start the kitab. Not the birth or the death or demise. But Taif, the height of the Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the girl became a Muslim. And as days went on, when the father tells the mother, we suspect this girl has become a Muslim. To them, we know she doesn't look right. Tomorrow when she goes to school, they will search the room and we sure we'll find a musalla or something like that. The elder sister told the younger sister that tomorrow this is going to happen. And her response, I'm ready to give my life. I'm ready to give my life. A young girl. For deen, I will never leave it. I can leave my parents, but I won't leave the deen of Allah. So how did you get yaqeen like this? How can you give your life? She said, this is a kitab I read every night. Read the kitab and you see. So the next day she goes to school. The father goes into the room with the mother, searches the room and they find the kitab, they find the musalla. And the father was enraged. And he told the mother, this was years ago, let her come back from school, my gun is ready. I will kill this daughter. They're from certain caste system in India, very high caste system, that they have to hear back home what has happened, we sold our religion. So the girl comes back home, but before she can return, the father tells the wife, let's see what this kitab is about, this book she's reading. Allah's qudrat, Allah's system, he opens the first chapter, the journey of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam to Taif. Who will not be moved? And he begins to read, and he begins to read. Before he can finish the story, he's in tears already. The girl comes home. The girl comes home, and she's ready. The gun is in front. Before she can even say anything, the father and mother already, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Embrace Islam. Just one story only. The fikr of deen, the kitab, the effect of it, the environment that it creates. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. When it comes to the season also, the reward of a'mal, we have to read ta'lim every day in the home. We need it, we have to read in the masjid also, and we have to read at home. Then we can understand the rewards for the a'mal Allah Ta'ala will give us. Even going on the holiday, to book a place near the masjid, I can hear the azan. Not where I can't hear the azan, far away, somewhere far. Allah, it shouldn't be that my entire year I spend in the masjid and my mouth comes far from the masjid. Allah save us. That where there's no azan, can't even hear the azan also. I took a complete holiday far away from, very peaceful. Peaceful, and then hear the name of Allah Tabarak can conclude. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to Taif also, and there he was pelted. To understand the pelting also, unfortunately we have to explain in this manner. So we understand what Qurbani was given. What we call nowadays mob justice. There was mob injustice. Where they all got around Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Someone on the brick, someone on the stone. What abuse was thrown at Nabi alayhi salatu salam. In that state, then he goes into that orchard. And the owners of the orchard see this person, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, broken, bleeding. They had a slave, Addas. Addas was in the tree, they called him down. Addas, it looks like a person in need right now. Takes a plate of grapes and offer it to him. So Addas goes and he takes a plate of grapes and he goes to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. At that moment the skies were moving right now. He didn't know what he's up to right now, going to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Offers him the grapes. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam takes a grape and he says, Bismillah. When Addas hears the name of Allah, he goes into a hall, he gets ecstatic. And he says to this person, he doesn't know, how do you know Allah? He says, Allah is my Rabb. Who are you? I am Muhammad. And then he asks, who are you? I am so and so. How do you know Allah? I follow the religion of Yunus bin Matta, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Yunus is my brother from the Anbiya alayhi salam. We are brothers, we are both Anbiya. Just hearing the name of Allah, he became ecstatic. Ulama say, we should become just like that when we hear the adhan. By Allah's name has been taken on the loudspeaker. Even the kafirs we hear about it, as we hear Allah's name. So during holiday time also, there is no holiday to the adhan also. Even we are going somewhere, give the adhan loudly. We shouldn't feel afraid. Allah made dunya for us, for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The entire earth has been made a musalla for us. The airports Allah Ta'ala made for us. The train stations Allah made for us. Wherever we go, we'll take our deen with us. To give the azan, to give the iqamah, to perform the salah with jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.